Guys, we don't have time to be running a little bit late. We got to work harder this week than we worked all season. We got one game left. It's against the Arizona Cardinals on Monday Night Football. I don't know about you guys, but that's a pretty big deal to me. I mean, next to exploring the moon or taking a bullet for the president, this is as big as it gets. And I don't think any of us want to go on national television and end up looking like an ass.
Sorry I'm late. What? My fault. I followed the instructions exactly.
Exactly?
Yeah, well, almost exactly. There's supposed to be a gradual coloring process. But the game's Monday night. I didn't have time to be gradual, so I left it on a little longer than the 20 minutes the instructions said.
How much longer?
All night.
You slept in it?
I couldn't sleep. The terrible burning kept me awake.
Well, tell me something. Didn't the fact that your head was burning clue you into that maybe something was wrong?
No, I just thought that meant it was working. You know, like that, those tingly shampoos.
Well, I want your hair back to its normal color by Monday night, if you can remember what the hell that was. In the meantime, here, put this on. Your head's so bright, every time I turn away from you, I'm seeing spots. Okay, Dob. The sure. Cardinals have blocked four punts this season. Now, what we gotta do...
Hello, boys. Mind if we interrupt?
Well, Doris, you know, I'm really
kind of
busy. Oh,
let me rephrase that. We're interrupting.
Well, we're kind of under the gun here.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. I am in an absolute panic about what to wear.
Well, there's nobody here that can help you with that.
You know what I love is that dark pantsuit you have, the one you wear with the light lace camisole underneath.
You like that?
Oh, it's very becoming. The navy blue complements your porcelain complexion.
Why, thank you, Howard.
Excuse me, ladies, but we have a Monday night football game to get ready for.
Well, actually, that's why I came by. I need to borrow a player for the afternoon. Now, which one do you think is the cutest?
Excuse me?
I just finished negotiating an exclusive sponsorship deal between the Breakers and a major sporting goods company. And I need a player to pose for a print ad immediately.
Doris, you can't do that. You can't negotiate your own contract. It's against league rules.
Well, Jerry Jones did it with the Cowboys.
Yeah, and the NFL is suing him for $300 million.
Oh, they're just bluffing. So, can I have a player?
Doris, it's your team. Do what you want to do. Just don't interfere with my practice.
Thank you. Now, find me somebody that can fit into this.
What the hell is that? It's a swimsuit. Looks like a slingshot.
Well, the sponsorship agreement is with Dive Beachwear. See, we feel that the Breakers and Dive are a perfect fit, thematically.
And what would that theme be?
I think it's something European.
Doris, no one on our team is going to want to pose in one of these.
Oh, come on. It's just a bathing suit.
Oh, wait. You want to embarrass the whole team? Why would you want to do that?
They're paying me $12 million. Any other questions? Where's the team picture?
Doris, the guys aren't going to want to do this.
But see, if I find one I like, then I'll go and talk to him. You'd be surprised what people will do for a lot of money.
Does it have to be a player?
Oh, wait a minute. Who is this? Who is Jeff Jorgensen?
We cut him after the second game.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He's lousy.
Well, do you think it's too late to get him back on the team?
We got a full roster, Doris.
So just cut an ugly guy.
We are not going to cut an integral member of the team to make room for a pretty boy.
We are 0-15. There are no integral members of this team. Howard, find me Jeff Jorgensen.
With pleasure, Howard. I said I don't want him on the team.
Howard?
Sorry, Hayden. I'm Doris's boy now.
Oh, come on, that would never happen.
Luther, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
What?
What the hell are you doing?
You told me to fix my hair, fix my hair.
Well, turn that thing off. Why are you fixing your hair in here?
I was a little embarrassed. I didn't want anybody to see me.
Well, I see you.
Well, I got nothing to hide from you. You see me naked.
Hey, I remember. It's the only sick day I've ever taken.
I got this new stuff. You just rinse it in your hair. Now, when it's dry, it's completely back to normal. Should be about done by now. How it look?
You look like a Smurf.
Mr. Jorgensen is here. Hi, Luther.
Yeah, Luther, could you give us a second?
He's gorgeous.
Well, right. That's why he's here.
Coach Fox, if you could just tell him that I'm single and available, I'd really appreciate that.
Well, I'll do what I can.
And if you could tell him how fun-loving I am, that I enjoy water sports, that I love to drink champagne by a fireplace on moonlit evenings, if you could just subtly work that into the conversation.
Yeah, sure, Rosemary. That shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, thank you.
You know what you're going to say to this guy?
Absolutely. He's a football player. He's got pride. He's not going to want to stand on the sidelines and pose in some swimsuit.
Fox, Mr. Gorgeousen is here. This is Mr. Jorgensen.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Jeffy. How you doing? What have you been up to?
Well, since I was cut, I've been working as a model.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Remember, without your dignity, you got nothing.
Coach, I can't tell you how thrilled I was to get this call.
Well, Jeff, just so there's not a misunderstanding, see, I don't want you on the team.
What?
Doris Sherman wants you on the team. She saw a picture of you and thought you looked cute, and she wants you to pose in some X-rated swimwear.
Whoa. What do you mean? Like, in her office?
No. She signed this merchandising contract with this company called Dive Beachwear, and they need a player to pose in one of their swimsuits. This isn't about football, so I want to tell you, I'm sorry.
I'll do it.
What?
If that's what it takes to get back on this team, I'll do it.
No, wait a minute. Jeff, see, I'm not going to play you.
But I'll be on the team, and I'll work hard, and I'll prove to you that I deserve to play. And if modeling is what I have to do that, hey, where do I change?
What about pride?
Playing pro ball is all I've ever wanted.
Yes, you're not going to be playing pro ball. You're going to be standing on the sidelines in a swimsuit doing this.
Stop.
I think you're making a big mistake.
What time is practice?
2:00, but you got to take some pictures first. Rosemary, can you come in? Would you take Mr. Jorgensen down to merchandising and get him into one of those skimpy little bathing suits?
That was quick. Thank you.
Aiden, you have got to come out of there. The game starts in less than an hour. What are you going to do, coach from your bathroom? Oh, my.
Yeah, here it is. Dive leisure wear.
Well, it certainly is leisurely.
Well, that's the image I want to project in front of 40 million people. Leisurely Hayden Fox. He can't coach worth a damn, but he's a lot of fun at a luau.
Maybe when Doris sees this, she'll reconsider having you wear it.
Doris picked it out.
Boy, this dive stuff is great. It's like a Dream come true, get to wear all this free stuff.
What the hell is that on your head?
That's called a gangster rag. Real popular among young gangsters.
Take it off.
I'd rather not take it off.
Take it off.
Oh, I tried another rinse. This stuff is way too complicated.
Well, you can't be on the sidelines looking like that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put a black stripe down one side, a yellow stripe down the other side, and then I'll look like those crazy Breaker fans in the upper deck.
Good. Then you go sit with them.
Am I a genius or am I a genius?
How about C? None of the above.
Oh, yeah? 50,000 women came here tonight just to get their sweaty palms on a Jeff Jorgensen poster.
Well, he's turned into an overnight sex symbol. And you can't open a newspaper without seeing one of those dive ads.
Behold, the heartbreaker.
The heartbreaker. Oh, I can't believe it. Here we are playing the biggest game of our lives, Monday Night Football. And this is what everybody's interested in. No one's coming to the game to see the game. They're coming because of some stupid publicity stunt. I mean, can you believe it, Christine?
Hey, it's crazy out there. I don't know if this poster deal is such a good idea. Those ladies are pretty riled up. When we took the team out onto the field, we were showered with... Excuse the language, Christine. Panties.
On the plus side, we have never gotten this kind of attention from the press before. We've got reporters here from Cosmo, Elle, Mademoiselle.
Great, I can see the headline now. Jeff Jorgensen, great backfield in motion.
I'm going to tell them. They'll put that on the cover.
Well, I can't do this. I'm just too humiliated.
Oh, Hayden, it's not that bad. So there are a few distractions. So Doris made you dress a little differently than you'd like. So what? You are about to coach a team on Monday Night Football. Nobody's going to care about what's going on in the stands or what you're wearing. I mean, all they're going to remember is that you did it, that you won.
Excuse me, Hayden. Mind if we interrupt for a moment?
Hey, what are you here for? You want to do a pregame interview?
Maybe a little later.
What we'd really like to know is, could you get us some of those heartbreaker posters?
Kathy Lee would kill me if I didn't come home with a couple.
Hey, Coach, do you mind if we just grab Jorgensen just for a minute on the sideline for an interview?
What, you just want the posters?
Well, and an interview with Jorgensen.
Yeah, okay, sure, Doc. Take them down the field, get them their interview and their posters.
Sure, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know whether you remember me or not.
I remember you. You're the clown who spilled soup all over us.
Hey!
Let's get out of here, guys.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
One last thing. You might want to think about changing clothes. You can't go on national television dressed like that.
I'll tell you, no one would have predicted that with 16 seconds left, the Breakers would be in a position to win this game.
It looks to me like they're going to be about a foot short.
Down by four, a field goal won't get the job done. Coach Fox calls for a timeout to go over his options with Benson. You know, you have to give Coach Fox a lot of credit. Despite some enormous distractions, he's kept his team focused, and now they've got a chance to win their first NFL game.
Yeah, and I don't know how he's done it. This has been more like a three-hour bachelorette party than a football game.
These ladies, guys, they really are fired up. Thank God for the extra guard we've got on the door.
You mean the guard assigned to keep you in the booth and out of the stands?
He is doing a great job.
All right. This is it. Fourth and inches. Benson with a sneak. No. Now he drops back. Hits Millsap, the tight end, for a first down.
Whoa. Got you called to put it up in the air. It's a timeout, Breakers.
And that's the Breakers' last timeout. With 7 seconds left, Coach Fox probably has, well, maybe one more shot at the end zone.
Kurt! Come on.
Good job. Good job.
Hayden.
No, not now, Doris.
Hayden. 50,000 women want to see the heartbreaker play.
Doris, there's only 7 seconds left.
I know, we're almost running out of time.
Doris, we are out of time.
Oh, Jeff has waited so patiently through the entire game. I think it would be nice to let him play.
It would also be nice to win a game.
I want to see Jeff play.
Doris, please, let the coach make his own decision.
Coach, but what if we use Jorgensen as a decoy?
What?
Well, Coach, Dahmer's right. I mean, if Jorgensen steps on the field, these women are going to go nuts. And if he's a big enough distraction, it might confuse the defense a little bit.
They're never going to believe we're going to throw to him.
Unless they think that we think that they think we won't throw to him, right?
Well, now I'm confused. And if I'm confused, maybe they're confused. Okay, let's do it.
Do what? Do what? My idea?
Yeah, we're going to do your idea, Doris. Jeff, come in. I want you to run a flag pattern and get yourself in the right corner of the end zone.
Again.
Now, don't get nervous because you're not going to get the ball, okay? Good. I want you to look for Jorgensen all the way. Williams picks him up. That'll leave Hannon all alone over the middle.
Now, I've seen Williams play a lot. He doesn't fake that easy.
Williams doesn't bite. And look for Mayer out of the backfield and take it in yourself, all right? Okay, let's go.
Ladies, I can't believe it, but at last, here's the moment you've been screaming for. Jeff Jorgensen, the heartbreaker, lines up a tight end for the Orlando Breakers.
You know, guys, I'm a little hurt here. We didn't hear that kind of reaction from the ladies when they introduced us. Now, what's he have that we don't?
28-inch waist.
All right, it comes down to this now. One play for the game, the season, and possibly Coach Fox's job. Benson in the shotgun, takes the snap, dropping back. Under pressure now, looking for an open receiver. Looking, throws. He finds Jorgensen. Touchdown. The Heartbreaker does it. The Orlando Breakers have won their first NFL game. Breakers 26, Cardinals 24. This place is going wild.
There you are. Aren't you coming to the party?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. You don't get that many opportunities to celebrate. You should be enjoying this.
Doris, I quit.
Oh, come on, Hayden. Don't sulk.
No, I'm not sulking. Actually, I'm kind of calm.
Now, you're just upset because I made you put my player in the game and he won it for us.
No. I'm not upset anymore. I just can't work here. I'm done.
Come on, Hayden. It's just a game.
No, it's not just a game. Not to me. It's what I do. It's my whole life. It's my profession.
So, would you rather have lost?
I did lose, Doris. I lost my self-respect. I lost my authority in front of the team. I lost control of the game.
So, you're just going to quit, huh?
Yep.
You have a contract.
Sue me.
I don't want you to leave.
Why? Because you think I'm such a good coach?
Oh, I'm the wrong person to ask that. I don't know anything about coaching. No, but I do know people that think you are a good coach.
Oh, your chauffeur? Your gardener? Lady that does your nails.
No, they don't like you. But do you know who Paul Tagliabue is?
Yeah, Doris, I think I know who the commissioner of the NFL is.
Well, he thinks you're a good coach. He told me so today, right after he threatened to sue me. And Al Davis and Jerry Jones, they told me I was lucky to have you.
How come you're talking to those guys?
I'm looking for a good lawyer.
Why haven't you told me this before?
Well, I didn't want you to get a swelled head.
Doris, we've only won one game all season. My head can only swell so much.
So, you'll stay?
No, wait. No, I didn't say I was staying. But if I did stay, we'd have to agree to a few ground rules.
I am the owner of this team. I don't have to agree to anything. But if I were to agree, what would they be?
Doris, first of all, you got to let me do my job. Keep the craziness off the field. Keep it off the sidelines. Keep the craziness out of my office. The best thing, just keep the craziness in your little head.
For a moment there, you sounded like my late husband. Oh, he would have liked you. And he would have hated tonight.
Well, then I sure as hell would have liked him.
Oh, he was so excited when he got this expansion franchise. I think
It was the happiest he'd ever been. And I owe it to him to try to make this team into something that he would be proud of. So, if that means shutting up and leaving you alone, that's what I'm going to do.
I would appreciate that.
Hayden, I promise. From now on, I will try to take this sport seriously. And I'll try not to do anything that will make us look silly or frivolous.
We got a deal.
Okay. Come in.
You ready, Miss Sherman?
Oh, Hayden, I completely forgot. See, we have a new sponsor, and so all I need from you is just one more publicity photo.
No, no more publicity photos.
Okay.
Next, it's more Coach with Jerry Van Dyke as Luther Van Dam, the role that finally made people forget about him starring in My Mother, the Car. Until we just mentioned it now. Sorry, Jerry. The Coach Marathon will continue next on Nick at Night.